Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. To the replay, you guys, I'm going to wait just a moment or two. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm like 1 minute early, but I wanted to go ahead and give people time to come on who wants to watch this live, okay? So I'll wait just a moment or two. Hey, babe. My husband. All righty. Okie dokie. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. It is 12:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the replay. For those of you who will come back and watch this later, I am live on Instagram. I'm live on Facebook and also on YouTube as well. And I will also put it on my podcast as well on, I believe, on Sunday. Okay. And so as you guys can see by the title, today is called Prophetic Updates from the Lord. Prophetic Updates from the Lord. And so you guys, God has been speaking to me about a lot over the course of a few days. And even up until this morning, he was just giving me so much to share with you all. Before I get into the word today, I want to go ahead and just pray, and then I'll go ahead and get into what God has me to share. And so, Holy Spirit, I just thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, I invite you in, God, to just say what you want to say. Holy Spirit, I pray, God, for those who are hearing and listening, will have a heart to hear. A heart, Lord God, to follow what you are saying to them. Father, I pray right now for the body of Christ, God, even those who are unbelievers, Lord, that God, they will come to you, God, with their hearts open to receive you, to receive your love, to receive warning and instructions. And so, Holy Spirit, God, I yield myself to you, my time, my energy, my mouth, my hands, whatever you want to use, God, it belongs to you. And so, Lord, I love you, and I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Amen. Okay. And so I'm going to go ahead and just warn you guys, it's going to be kind of long, okay? And even as I'm like typing everything out this morning, I'm like, God, this is so long. I'm like, oh my God, I was just like a little overwhelmed with emotion. I could feel his presence was like so heavy on me this morning as I was like, you know, in the word, studying and hearing what he had to say. And the Lord told me, he said, yeah, I know it's long. He said, it's long because... this is going to be my last warning. My last warning. I said, oh my God. Okay. Warning through me pretty much. And so he gave me 2 Peter's chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. It says, but do not forget the one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Okay, so I encourage you to go back if you can to read the whole chapter, 2 Peter chapter 3. And I heard God say this before. He said, again, this is my final warning. This is my final warning to the body of Christ. Okay, so this word today is a warning, but also encouragement. And there's a warning for those who are continuing to disobey God, and also encouragement for those who are following God, who wants to hear what God is saying and want to be followers of Christ himself, right? Whoo, y'all, it's going to be a good word. It's going to be long, but good. So as you can see by the title, I titled it Luke chapter, go down, 8, verse 17. And it says here, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. So in this scripture here, the Lord is talking primarily to believers, you know, saying, hey, don't hide your light. I don't want anything about my glory, my kingdom, my people to be hidden. Put your lamp on a stand, okay? And so I'm like, okay, God, all right, give me more scripture. Give me more scripture. So I end up going to Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Now here it gets a little bit long because as I'm going to read this to you, I'm going to tell you exactly what God gave me to share today. I'm not going to leave anything out, and I'm not going to add anything to it, but give you exactly what God's giving me, okay? So once again, this is Luke chapter 12, verse 1. It says here, meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to first speak to to his disciples, saying this, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Okay, that means the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. So mean for pretty much saying that, you know, the Pharisees, you guys in the, you know, in the New Testament, you know, they were quick to teach the word of God. They were quick to correct other people, give you guys all these demands, but were not practicing it themselves. Okay, so God is talking to us, the body of Christ, about being, you know, being mindful of these types of people. Verse 2. There is nothing concealed that would not be disclosed or hidden that would not be made known. Verse 3, what you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the innermost rooms, in inner rooms, will also be proclaimed from the roofs. I said, whoa, God. I was like, what are you saying here? And the Lord said that, y'all, God is not playing around, y'all. Like, I feel that the burden and the heaviness of this word so heavy today. I mean, I cried about 5 times, like just trying to get the word out because it was just so emotional. And I can just feel God's heart with this matter. And the Lord said that there is about to be whistleblowers who are going to inform us of churches, organizations, and people who are doing illicit activity. For those of us who are in churches and ministries now or in the past who have been hurt, misused, and abused, we are going to blow the whistle because these people have been in the dark, in the secret, in hidden rooms, mishandling God's people for long enough. For long enough, and God is tired of it. My God. Whoo, he said, nowadays, this is so easy to do due to social media. And the Lord said, I will be with them. And so for some of you, God's going to use some of you all to blow the whistle on these people who are doing these things in secret because you know all about it. You have all the details. You've been through the fire. You're going through it even right now as we speak. Oh, God, it's so good, y'all. Whoo, Jesus. He said, I will unction them to share what has been going on in the secret place. He said, count it not strange in the days to come when you will begin hearing about seeing so many people whistleblowing. And God kept saying, I am with them, but I am with them, but I am with them, but I am with them. And it made me think about David, you know, about King David. Well, he wasn't king at that particular point, not in the physical anyway. And how King Saul kept trying to kill him and chase him and kill him and chase him and kill him. And the whole throughout this whole, you know, chapter, you guys, I kept reading where it said, but God was with David. But God was with David. But God was with David. And God said, I will be with you as you share what God unctioned you to share about what's going on behind closed doors. Okay. God said, I'm tired. He said, I have heard the cries of my people for long enough. For long enough, y'all. And y'all, I'm going to share with you all so much today, what God has shown me in secret, in my dreams, what he told me today. But it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot more going on than you guys probably even realize. God sees everything. Nothing is hidden from him. He said, you even now you can already see, you know, things coming up, churches are being exposed now, even in governmental issues, right, are being exposed even the more. And God said, it's only the beginning, y'all. This is only the beginning. He said, for many of you have hidden yourselves away and you want nothing to do with people or ministry again because you tried to warn people and do what was right. He put here, there has been a huge topic about spiritual coverings and there is nothing wrong with that. But God said, remember, I am the ultimate shepherd and the ultimate spiritual covering. Okay. So many of my people put this huge, this huge like idea about spiritual cover, which is great. I have one, thank God I have one, okay? But what I'm saying is that people use that to control people. They use it to manipulate people. And God has said, I'm sick and I'm tired of it. I read a post the other day, and it's public, okay? I have no idea what's going on with his ministry at all whatsoever. But I think it was Todd Delaney. He posted about a week ago. He's a worshiper. He's a singer. He's a public figure. And he put, I feel so free knowing that I can operate and be free in Christ, my God, because people that I were under were trying to control him. So I'm not sure if it's still up or not, but it was made public that he put that up. He said he felt free, y'all. Free from being controlled by leaders who want to control him and his gifts. And God said, no more. No more. No more. My God. So I'm not going to read this chapter here, but if you go to Matthew chapter 23, it talks about warning about hypocrisy. Okay, can you get my word together today, you guys? About it, right? So go back and read it. All right, hypocrisy. There we go. So verse 4 says here, I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who will kill the body and after that can do no more. And the Lord said, yes, it will be, retaliation, but God is with you for those of you who will blow the whistle. The Lord said, many will think that you are lying, but God is with you. He said, many have been sharing their stories and experiences and they have been overlooked, okay, or discounted. God said, I will vindicate them and I will restore their hope, their joy, and their sanity. Okay, for many have felt like they were crazy and even regretted speaking the truth. And you guys, I can vouch for this years and years ago. You guys, I went through this myself with ministries, trying to take control of you, manipulate you. And I tried my best to sound the alarm to people. And I was ridiculed. I was, bashed. I was told I was crazy because I was sharing what I saw because they asked me, why are you leaving? This is why I'm leaving. Okay, this is why we all leaving, my whole family. Okay. And that was years ago, but thank God for healing. God has healed me, y'all. He has healed me. So I have walked through this before. I have been through the ringer. I have experienced church hurt. I have experienced, Jezebel trying to kill me over and over and over. It still is to this day, okay? But Jezebel, I'm not scared of her, all right? Okay? And so God said, he is tired. You are not crazy. And God is going to vindicate you. Verse 5. He said, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Talking about God. Verse 6, he said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. In verse 7, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid because you are worth more than many sparrows. Okay. And so oftentimes, we can be so, afraid, or we're scared. Like, God, where are you? Like, God, who's going to have my back? Who's going to believe me? But God keeps saying, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. I keep hearing him say that. I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay. And what happens, y'all, with a whistleblower is this. When one person begin to speak and share, right, it give other people, courage to do the same thing. So what I saw when the spirit was kind of like a domino effect where, one person going to come forward, then 2, 3, 4, 5, like, oh my God, more, because y'all, it's like, it's going to take that for people to really, understand what is going on. God wants the other party to repent, but they don't repent. God's going to deal with them in his own way. Like God said, remember this, vindication comes from him. This is why he says, Pray for your enemies, because his vindication and ours is totally different. Okay. Ours is not like God's vindication, y'all. So pray for them. Continue to pray for them. Okay. Vindication and wrath goes hand in hand. My God. The wrath of God refers to God's righteous judgment, not primarily to his feelings of anger, though the word wrath had the same connotation. To call for God's wrath is to ask him to execute justice on those who deserve it. My God. Vindication means to be shown in the right. God promises to vindicate his people when they are victims of false and unfair accusations. My God. My God. God is not playing around about his sheep anymore. Okay. That's part one of today's where I got part two and I got part three. The next part here is going to be very, very, very interesting, you guys. So part two says, okay, the Lord was speaking to me about the great divide, and he started to show me even marriages and relationships are going to be severed. I know you guys probably saying, oh my God, like, but God loves marriages. God honors it, right? He honors what he puts together. If he put it together, he honor it. There we go. I'm back live. There we go, you guys. And so I'm gonna go to Matthew chapter 19. It says here, when Christ had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? Verse 4, haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh, right? Verse 7, they said, but why then? Why then did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? Verse 8, and Christ replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. Verse 9, I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery. Okay. And so here, you know, what God was showing me here, he was like, people are like so stuck on this tradition. Oh, you have to remain married no matter what, no matter the cause. But baby, if that man or that woman is cheating on you habitually, they are not repenting, they're continuing to like hurt you and misuse you. Oh my gosh, you guys, like God is not pleased with that. And God, I know people personally, all right. I know people that God showed me in my dreams and visions, you guys, who are actually dealing with this right now, who have spouses who keep cheating on them over and over and over again. They are believers, they are Christians. And God said, I am tired of my daughters going through this crap. And my son, I said the word crap. He didn't say crap, but I'm saying crap. He said he is tired, okay? And so, God, y'all, all week since last week, God been just giving me so much little nuggets here and there. He said, even in Hollywood, there are people that are going to be separating and becoming divorced. Now, we already see it going on now, but it's more to come, y'all. It is more to come. It is more to come. I'm not going to share the names he gave me, y'all, but he was name dropping. Name dropping. And I was telling my best friend, I said, girl, I'm like, the Lord told me that so and so was gonna be getting up, you know, separating. She's like, Chiquita, I believe it, because this particular relationship, right? One person is like doing a movie, and they did a movie where they're playing like a Christian act, a Christian, and the act the character is like living a life of a believer. And this particular actor, you guys, he has a history of his dad being a Christian. He believed in God at one time, but because of his spouse and other things in this world, he lost his way. And so I believe God gonna use that to bring him back. But I didn't know that before, you know, God gave me those names, y'all. So you guys, some of you guys may know who it is, some of you guys may not. But it's gonna be more coming. There's gonna be more coming. Even though people in my personal life that I've known for years who have shared with me, you know, or God has shown me, they're dealing with the same thing. And God has given each party time to repent. Like I said, in Second Peter chapter 2, verse 3, You know, the Lord was saying that I am not slow. I am trying my best to give my people time to repent and get it right, to repent and get it right, y'all, before it is too late. Because once the ball start rolling, once God's wrath show up, you guys, it is not going to be pretty. And you cannot go back. You cannot go back. Huh. And so with that being said, I had this very detailed dream last night that woke me up and I was angry. And so for me, you guys, oftentimes God would give me a dream and I'm like proxy for that person or situation. So that way I can understand and know how God is feeling for one, and also how that person actually feels as well. So oftentimes I can have a dream about somebody's child dying, you know, my own child dying, but it's not me that's, you know, my child dying, but I'm feeling that parent's emotion, that I'm crying and I'm weeping. So last night was definitely an example of that. So I had a dream last night that me, my husband, and we had a small baby and another little girl that was together at a restaurant. And so all of a sudden, my husband like disappears. And so I had the baby in my hand and I'm looking like, where did he go? Right. So I'm like, where did he go that quick? You know? And so I saw a gentleman in the restaurant in line, and he looked at me and he kept looking at me. He said, ma'am, he said, I'll hold your baby for you while you go take care of business. And I was looking at him like, are you sure? And I was like, I'm not sure. So I said, you know what? Here's my baby. I'll be right back to get my baby. Right. So I go back to my house looking for my husband in my dream. And in my dream, I saw like a room, but it had a curtain over it, like a little curtain on both sides. And so I pulled the curtain back and I see a small child fixing a bed. So I thought, what's going on up in here? So I pulled it back again. And I see one woman. And I was like, who is she? Okay. Pull back again. There go two women. Okay. They look identical. And I was like, what in the world? Pulled it back again, you guys, and it was three women, and they were triplets. And they were like, yeah, we had your husband just now, like half an hour ago. They was like bragging and carrying on. And I was like, oh my God, what God's showing me now, even now, he's like, those three people means the same spirit. They have the same type of spirit. And so I look back and I see my husband, like, you know, in my dream, going through his chest of drawer, getting out clothes to put on. And I looked at him, I said, I was angry. I was so angry. And he was like, and so what? I did it. And so what? And behind him was like my oldest daughter, people that I know who they were. It was like random people. It was like 15 people that was like standing there watching us talk. And they're like in disbelief. And I woke up, I was so angry, y'all. I wanted to hit my husband. But I knew that it was a dream, right? And so I woke up and the Lord was like, this is what my daughters and some of my sons are going through. He said, you know, they are being embarrassed. People know what's going on, but they continue to stay. They're putting up a crowd. They're having to, like, you know, take their children and take them somewhere to be watched while they go and take care and, you know, find out what the husband is doing and whatnot. I'm just like, oh my God, I can't even imagine having to live a lifestyle like that. I can't even imagine. Yeah, I would like lose my mind, literally, because I'm like, I'm very peaceful. I'm very chill. You know, my whole, we all just real chill. Okay. And so I told my husband my dream. I said, babe, I'm about to hit you last night. He was like, why? He was like, oh my God. He was like, oh no, ma'am. That's not me. I said, I know it's not you, but it just felt so real. And so God allowed me to feel all those emotions that many women and even men are feeling about their marriage, about their relationship. And you're trying to stay and make it work. But God is like, I am coming. I'm coming. My vindication is coming. My wrath is coming. I'm sick and tired of my daughters being mistreated. He is tired, y'all. I know I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired. Okay. So I know God is tired. I know y'all tired. Okay. Who, Jesus, my God. And God said he will take care of you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to heal you from the inside out. When you're dealing with that kind of stuff over and over again, it causes bitterness. It causes so much pain. It causes unforgiveness, right? You don't want to have all that in your heart forever, but God is a healer. He will restore you. Okay. That's part two of today's message. All right. So part three is about businesses and governmental institutions. I don't care if it's a restaurant, I don't care where, if it's a gym, I don't care wherever it is. Like God is saying, He is revealing everything. Okay. It don't just start and stop with the body of Christ. It starts with us because we are believers, right? Because like we know better. We have the word of God right here to like, guide us, right? But people who are unbelievers, they don't believe, right? But see, here's the thing. God has his children and so many of these jobs that that they're working at with people who are not believers, and they are harming and they are pretty much enslaving God's children through their work, through the company they work for. Okay. So I'm going to my dream again. So I had this dream, y'all, August 13th, excuse me, 13th, August 13th of this year. Okay, on a Sunday morning. So in my dream, I dreamed that I was working for a company in the evening and another company during the day. So the company I worked for in the evening, I was sitting at a table with a colleague, and our manager, who was a white guy, came over and was chastising us for not seeing clients. He was saying, okay, what are you guys doing? Where are your clients at? And this particular company, it's like if you don't see clients, you can't bill, you can't get paid, all that good stuff, right? And I said, listen, I come here in the evening to work, and I only get paid when I see clients. So I'm here for hours waiting for them to show up. But if they don't show up, I don't get paid, but I'm still here anyway. And like, I had tears in my eyes, right? And I was trying my best to fight back the tears. Then across from me was my coworker, and she was the one that was like snapping. She was aggravated. She said, listen, sir. She was like, you and the people in like administration and those who are in these like high-level positions, you guys are literally making money off of us. She was like, they get paid salary, right? And they get paid more than what we get paid. And we're the ones here doing the labor, actually doing the work. Okay. And so real quickly in my dream, I had a vision inside my dream where I saw like all these, like, it was like 7 or 8 white men, to be honest. And I'm like, God, you want me to say that? He was like, tell the people, tell them. And so, what he was showing me was like, white supremacy. Right, that's the thing, y'all. It's still a thing, okay? Everybody's not that way, but it's a thing. And so I saw all these men, white men, wearing suits and collars and all this stuff, whatever, and they're just like balling, while the people who are working there are, being pretty much enslaved to their jobs, right? And so then my dream shifted, and I saw myself at a garden, kind of like a little garden. And I was on my knees. I was just crying and crying. I mean, I was crying so bad to the point where I was crying on and off all night long in my sleep. Okay. And so, y'all, I woke up and God was like, this is my people. My people have been crying out to me. They are tired. They are sick and tired of these companies taking advantage of them, making money off of them, and not paying them what they're worth, not really valuing who they are and what they bring to the table. And I said, my God, he said, I hear my people's cry. Their cries have come before me, okay? But once again, it goes back to 2 Peter chapter 2, where God was saying He's giving people time to get it right. It's His desire for us to repent. It's His desire for us to come into the knowledge of who He is, so we can get it right and not have to experience God's wrath and vindication. Okay, so we're coming up on a time, you guys, where we're gonna, about to see a whole bunch of chaos going on. Like everywhere you turn, chaos, 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 chaos. It's gonna be that way. It is. But for those of us who are been plowing, obeying God, who know the time that we're in, we are preparing and getting ready to be the light, to be the ones to catch the sheep who are going to be, need somewhere safe to go. All right. My God. So he said here, tell my people to be ready. He said, this will be a showdown and it will not be pretty. Okay. So last week I did a post saying that it's harvest time. And I also did a live about it too, saying it's harvest time. The fruit is ripe, right? The harvest is plentiful. Okay. And I heard the spirit, I heard in my spirit this song that was like, let's get ready to rumble. I kept hearing that dun 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 dun, dun like over and over again. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, wow, oh my God, you are not playing no games. He's like, I'm not. I am not playing any more games. God is getting ready to throw his way around. And once again, God is bringing order back to the Christian faith and restoring the fivefold ministry. So many of us have started off the right way, but some way down the line, we have shifted right into pleasing the world, want to be just like the world, and we are chasing money, fame, followers, and so much more. Okay, God said he gave this to the people. He gave them this, right? They fought to have this, right? To have the ministry, because I know when you're in ministry for real, it is spiritual warfare. It is war. It is not easy, right? But once they receive their harvest, right, and they begin to get comfortable and not really seeking God, and they I wander away from the cross, pretty much. Right, they fell in love with the things of this world. Okay, we are supposed to be the light and salt of this world. Okay, Jesus. And the Lord said, for those of you who are coming into this, right, who are coming into leadership, who are God going to use in a mighty, mighty way, he said, remember, one of the fruits of the Spirit is this long suffering. When you profess to be a leader as a Christian or a Christian in general, you cannot do what you want to do. You cannot say what you want to say. You cannot treat people any kind of way. And you cannot act how you want to act. Okay. That is long suffering. You have to die to your flesh daily, every day, daily. Okay. And if you do not do that, you are operating in pride and arrogance, period. Okay. And so I can look back over my journey over the years, y'all. I have been in churches, I've been in jobs, I've been in places, situations, even relationships over the years that I did not want to be in either because of the persecution and because of the long suffering. And I wanted to, if for me, I wanted to leave because for me, it was like so much drama for me. I'm a peaceful person. I do not like drama, okay? But the Lord would ask me to stay. He says, stay because you are my light. I'm trying to bring light into dark situations, into dark circumstances. Okay. So I had to stay until God released me. So ministry is not what people think it is. They think it's, oh, if I'm in ministry, if I go on social media, I'm gonna look good, I'm gonna have nice clothes, I'm gonna have all this money, I'm gonna have all this, all that. No, it is long suffering for Christ's sake. It is long suffering for Christ's sake. Okay, there'll be things you have to do and go into, right? For God's people, it is work. My God. And so I will say that those times when I was somewhere and God would have me to like leave a situation or leave the place, right? I would hear about the wrath they have experienced. Okay, I'm in places right now, y'all. I don't want to be. I want to be there. But God was like, daughter, please stay. I'm going to grace you even the more to stay. And I said, okay, God, my flesh don't want to do it, but my heart and my spirit is like, God, yes, because I love God. God has been so good to me, y'all. He has been so good to me. I owe God my life. I owe him my life. Okay. Because I could have died a long time ago. So many times, y'all, I could have died, but God saved me, right? And he has given me beauty for ashes through my family, through my work, right? Through people that, I adore, who adore me. He's given me so much, y'all, for things I have lost in my childhood. So I owe God my life, y'all. I owe him my life. And so we as the body of Christ have got to have the same mindset, right? Too much is given, much is required. And so, it's because you got 100K followers, it doesn't mean that you're in right standing with God. You guys have got to learn and how to look at the person's fruit. And not only just that, sometimes it look good. The fruit look good, right? The fruit look good. But you have to be discernful and prayerful and allow God to tell you things about a person. Right now, oh my God, it's so many people who I know who love God, who honor the Lord, right? What they have, but they're getting entangled up with the wrong people who are not called by God to be leaders, right? And it's unfortunate because it's like, okay, this person, I know they mean well, but here they are tangled up with these other people. It's deception. And so we are in the last days. How long is it? I don't know. It could be another 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. I don't know, right? But what I know is that right now, in this moment, God is saying he is tired and he is fed up with what's going on in this world. Y'all, human trafficking. Oh my God, I did a live about that. My gosh, it's been like maybe 2 months now about the things God's shown me, even about that behind the scenes. It's so much that God is getting ready to uproot. And this is why it's so important to have your own relationship with the Lord. You have to. I'm begging you, please know the Lord, okay? Self-examine yourself. Go before God. God, where am I? God, where do I stand with you? God, show me the areas in my life that I need to surrender to you and die down to, right? And of course, we all have struggles, but here's the thing with your struggle. Are you giving it to God over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? You have to keep giving God that thing that keep like harassing you over and over. I know I walked it out myself. I walked a thing I had to wrestle with that I had to fight through in order for God to heal me from it. Okay, so once again, that long suffering, y'all, that long suffering is a thing, it's a fruit of the spirit. It's the fruit. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it in the times ahead. You're gonna need it. And so many of us are going to be shocked at some of the people who are going to be exposed. We really are. We are. Okay. And it's not going to be easy to see. It's not going to feel good, but it's necessary for, God to do that, so they won't continue to do and trick God's people and like handle them any kind of way in the secret place. Okay. That's all I have for you guys today. Let me make sure. Oh, let me look. Okay. All right, one more scripture. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 10 says this: "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." One more scripture, y'all. Romans 8 and 18 says this: "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us through Christ." And so, you guys, yeah, long suffering, it don't feel good, it's a fruit of the spirit, but God has promised to reward us and restore us through our long suffering. And so that's what I think about. Like, I don't want to be the one saying, okay, God's telling me, okay, leave me alone because I never knew you. Right, you can be operating in miracle signs and wonders all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, y'all. But if your heart is not right with God and you go before Him, He tell you, okay, yeah, you cast out demons in my name, but I don't know you. God is always looking at our hearts more than anything. Do we care about ministry and the work we do for Him? Yes, He does, but He cares more about our heart posture than anything else, y'all. You can have somebody who got 10 followers, who has a heart of gold, who's behind the scenes ministering to God's people. Do you have somebody here on this huge platform and they just doing it just for clout? Okay, God ain't looking at that, y'all. He's not. He is not. So do not put your value in, the numbers and what you see everybody else doing. You are valuable. You are needed in the kingdom. Every single person in the kingdom of God is needed, no matter how big, no matter how small. All right. So that's all I have for you guys today. I'm gonna look at your comments because I was trying to focus on this word and get this word out to you all. I got happy to share. I'm with you. That's right, sis. That's right. He honors the way he puts together. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me go over here to Instagram real quick. You guys will comment like crazy. Let me see what y'all saying over here. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, prophetic whistleblower. I know that's right. Devon, he said, so good. It's confirmation for me. I just launched a page called Prophetic Whistleblower. Yeah, y'all. Confirmation. 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 All right. Somebody put the fruit of the tree to not eat look good. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us discern and test. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing this. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Great teaching. You're so welcome. And so I'm gonna share one more thing that God told me to share. I wasn't gonna market nothing today because I wanted to be really just truly only the word of God. But the Lord wanted me to share this with you all. This is called 10 Stumbling Blocks for Christian Leaders. All right, God had me write this book, y'all, because I can look back over my own life and even other people. So, like, for those of you who are called to leadership, who are already in leadership, right? Many of us have been through church hurt before, and we'll say, "Oh, when I be in leadership, I ain't gonna never do that. When I go into this, I'm not gonna never do that," right? Well, how do you know what some of those signs are if you're not studying it? If you're not aware of it, the enemy loves to attack us in areas where we're blindsided or we're not really sure, it's actually there, right? What you don't reveal, you can't heal, right? So if you don't know what you're battling with or what some of the or what some of the stumbling blocks are for leaders, then you're probably gonna stumble along the way. You're gonna stumble, okay? And so in this book, it's 10 things God's told me to put in here. Also, as an intake, a questionnaire to take to kind of assess where you are. And also, my audio teaching's in here as well. So it's a really good book. I gave this to my aunt the other day as a gift. I actually put her in this book too as a person that I wanted to acknowledge. And she's like, "This book is good, sweetie." She was like, "Baby, I'm going to church tomorrow, and I'm gonna share with her pastor to share with their leaders, okay? Because y'all, none of us are perfect." None of us are perfect, right? And we are all capable to like walking with God, but also we can stumble along the way. And sometimes some of these stumbles, y'all, will hit you so hard you can't come back from it. You can't. You might, you know, you can get back up again. God still loves you. But I know people right now who had huge platforms who were doing good, but because of this right here, they didn't want to acknowledge it. That means you took a really big hit. And so like, they have like less like followers than they did ever did. Okay. So yeah, y'all, I want to see the buyer Christ excel at the end of the day. I really do. So that's all I have, you guys. I'm gonna say a quick prayer, and I promise you I'm about to get off. Oh God. So Holy Spirit, we thank you right now, God, for your word. Father, I pray, God, that for those who have an ear to hear, God, I pray that, God, they will hear, they will take the word, God, they will go back and they will test it. They will go back and they will study your word. They will go back and allow you to minister to them about any areas, God, they need to surrender to you and be aware of. Father, I pray, God, that the spirit of deception will not take hold of us, God, the body of Christ. Father, help us, God, to be wild as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Help us, Holy Spirit, God, to speak your truth, speak your word in and out of season. Help us, God, to be bold for the kingdom, to be bold for Christ, and also, God, to obey you. Help us, God, to obey you, God, whenever, God, in what we do in our ministry, in our families, on our jobs, God, and to trust and to know that, God, you are with us. Just like David, you were with us, God, every single step of the way. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. Father, I just pray, Father God, that we are ready, to put our hands to the plow, Lord God, to help, to go in and help your sheep, to catch the sheep, God, for those who are hurting, who are broken, who have been through the fire and been through the ringer and back, Father, restore their hearts, Father, heal them, God. I pray that, God, they would not turn away from you, but that from you, God, but instead run towards you for healing and for restoration. And so, Father, I thank you again for this word. I pray for your people, for those who are watching. I pray for them, God, that God, you continue to give them strength, God. You continue to speak to them, and that God, you will continue to direct their paths, Father. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. So all I have, you guys. Honestly, there's some other thing that's brewing that God's giving me, but I gotta wait till he released me. I have to wait. So again, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you guys on next time. Let me wait with you guys. Wave. All righty. And thank you so much for being here today. If you like today's episode, please take out time to rate my podcast and subscribe and share with your family and your friends. Thanks again, and I will talk to you soon.